Yesterday, I was driving home and I saw a company that was building a stone wall, but they must have had their kids working with them, like a family company, because those kids were profusely sweating as they were stacking the stone. And I was thinking, I go, huh, this is probably one of the only times these kids are like, I'd rather be in school right now. Forget it. This is the worst.
Child labor is frowned upon unless it's your children.
Then it's fine.
All right. It's a perfectly good tax break, too.
It's hot outside. And there are some jobs that are so much hotter than others. And there's some jobs that are freezing cold, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking at who's got the hottest or coldest job.
Our air conditioning has been broken here throughout the week right now. We knew it was going to happen. It happens actually every single time that the weather is terrible.
Yes.
The air conditioning always goes here at this building. But it's nothing compared. I always keep it in mind, Anna, because if I just move just a little bit, you know what I mean? Like I try and move as little as possible, I stay cooler. I had a job one time going into summer where it was like 100% humidity in the summer. It was up north, but it was hot, hot, hot. And I was pouring concrete in between radio jobs, believe it or not. If you've ever met a dude that pours concrete, their forearms are like a foot wide. By the way, it's like Popeye.
Yeah.
Because they're carrying forms and you can't carry less than two forms or all the guys will pick on you.
And all the heat has to melt your body fat off.
We were pouring concrete across a new movie theater, like, you know, 14 theaters or whatever. And it was stadium seating. So there would be steps up and steps up. A lot of concrete. Here's the thing. You don't realize how far it is from theater to theater unless you're walking that in 100 degree heat. In sand.
Yeah.
It's sand all day. I was never in as great shape as ever in my life, but I hated my life.
And I'm pretty 100%. Sure you weren't sure if you're going to survive it or not.
Oh my gosh. The first couple weeks getting up to that, it was like training for a marathon going to work.
I had both. The hottest job I ever had was I worked at a snack bar at a country club, but I ran the fryer. And there was no air conditioning.
Warm, man.
I was like, there was no AC in the pool snack bar.
Right.
So I would just stand over that fryer all day. And you know, every kid that walked in there wanted fries.
Yeah.
Every single one.
I mean, that's the thing is you were doing almost too good of a job.
But I don't know what was worse because I used to work at Baskin Robbins, the ice cream shop. And I used to have to, I was like the
youngest
one.
Wear a sweatshirt.
Oh, but it would be like, it would be so hot outside. I'd be in the freezer all day stacking the big tubs of ice cream and I'd be freezing cold.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. We're looking for who had the coldest job or hottest job. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do for work?
I'm a mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They don't come with air conditioning,
no,
right?
No, but they do wear cool shorts. Do you wear cool shorts?
I got the coolest shorts on right now, yeah.
Nice. It's like a 5-inch inseam.
But they don't look like they breathe.
No, they're like woolen.
Yeah.
Right? Like George Washington made them. It's like the same.
Yeah, the material is horrible.
Oh, man. I mean, tradition is great. It's nice. History is wonderful. But at the same time, it's like, come on, man. Haven't we done better since then? Give me some gym shorts.
Get some dry fit going on.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Do you have the hottest or coldest job? What is it? Allie wrote on our Facebook page, McDonald's was the hottest and the coldest job, depending on the freezer and the fryer. Depending on where you're working, I get that.
Yeah, I could definitely see it in closed spaces. When I worked in restaurants during the summertime, I remember at Six Flags, man, thank God the outfit was so tiny that I had to wear every day. Because carrying around iron plates in the sun, it was hot.
John works in a frozen food department at a grocery store. He says, it is cold. I am sure of that.
Yeah, plus you got to be surrounded by all that beer all day and not indulge.
Our studio, our AC is broken, and we're not complaining because we know that's probably nothing compared to the heat or the cold that you have to deal with at your job. What do you do? What is the hottest or coldest job out there? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Is your job hot or cold?
Cold, actually.
What do you do?
I work HVAC, so I'm either on the roof or in boiler rooms or just anything.
Wow. I mean, one thing as an HVAC guy, I'm not sure if you know this, Anna, but I went to high school and I went to a tech school and I did HVAC.
Oh, I know. You've told me a million times.
Yeah. I immediately got out of it because they work all the time. They literally, yeah. I mean, somebody somewhere always needs to be hotter or colder than what they are.
Yeah.
So they're always working. But you get to be the savior when you come in because while they resent every minute there that you're there, the minute that the system clicks back on, you're like a messiah. You're a god, really.
Until the bill comes. And then we're like, it wasn't really that hot.
Oh, no. You'll pay it.
Yeah.
You'll pay it.
Anna and Raven, do you have the coldest job or the hottest job?
The hottest.
What do you do?
Hottest today. I'm a dog walker.
Oh, that's pretty warm.
Yeah.
And not only do you have to hold on to the dog leashes and make sure that, you know, you're able to balance four or five dogs or however many dogs you've got at, like, the height peak time, but today you've got to make sure that the asphalt's not too hot for their paws. You've got to carry enough water so everybody can get a drink. One of those collapsible bowls. One of the dogs always knocks it over. There's water everywhere, Anna. It's a mess.
You guys are dog people. You totally know.
Yeah. Well, good luck today with your dog walking.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and dogs know, too. Like, if you don't go the full way around the block, they're wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you cut a corner? No. They're going to start pulling you back.
My dogs will quit on a hot day. They'll do that for me, but other dogs are like, nope, we're still going.
Yeah. Right. And on Raven, you have the coldest job or the hottest job?
The hottest.
What do you do?
I pave. We do asphalt.
Oh, that is the hottest. Paving asphalt in the hot sun is so hot that when you drive by it as they're doing it, you feel the heat coming off of it.
Right.
I mean, what's your body fat level, though, right? You can't be above, like, 9%.
Oh, I'm definitely above 9%.
Stay hydrated today, man. Get your electrolytes.
And on Raven, you have the coldest job or the hottest job?
Hottest job.
What do you do?
HVAC.
You're our second guy. So are you mainly a commercial or residential? Because I know being on a roof is tough, but I'd hate to be in a crawl space this morning.
Yeah, no, we do residential, so we're in attics a lot.
Oh.
Like yesterday, it was 132 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
And there's like a dead raccoon in there next to you.
I won't even go in my attic this time of year.
Right?
Forget it. If my daughter needs something from up there, we're going away. We need the suitcases. We're up there. I'm like, nope. We're going to have to go buy new ones.
Nope. Leave it there forever.
Is your shirt, like, is it like Dickies or something, man? Because that cotton don't breathe.
Yeah.
All right? That cotton doesn't breathe. Why do they still make shirts out of that?
Seriously.
Oh, it's too hot.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.